This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah رب العزة والجلال for having gathered us here today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakina to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Indeed, it is a ni'mah and a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has allowed for us to gather here today. In some countries, people have been banned from doing this. But we thank Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal that He's given us the opportunity to gather in the masjid. Yes, indeed, we do not say anything bad about their bans because they are doing what it takes to contain a serious problem that has hit the globe entirely. But in the same breath, we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there is not even one recorded virus that has taken place in Zimbabwe. And at the same time, we also are grateful that we are allowed to gather here today for the day of Jumu'ah. Indeed, it would be something strange if we were not allowed to come to the masjid for Salatul Jumu'ah. It is something that we look forward to the entire week until we come for that Jumu'ah Salah. Today, I wanted to talk on this topic from a different angle. We find that many people have addressed the concerns, addressed how we should go about it and our behavior during this time. But in reality, if we take a look at the advancement of man and we come to look at how he has developed the mobile phone, he has developed the motor car, the motor vehicle, he has developed these buildings that are skyscrapers, literally touching the sky, and that is why they are called skyscrapers. We can talk to a person halfway across the globe in a split moment. If you were to tell someone 50 or 100 years ago that you will be able to not only talk but see a person that is in America from Zimbabwe, they tell you you're mad. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed for mankind to develop all of this. And with all of this development, all of this advancement that we have, there is a virus that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created that the naked eye cannot even see. The naked eye cannot even see that virus, yet we cannot get rid of it. We have not found a cure. What does this say? This says what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله. O people, you are in dire need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والله هو الغني الحميد. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the independent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the praiseworthy. You see, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal doesn't need us to exist. He was there before there was anything. And this is why the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كان الله ولم يكن شيء. There was Allah and there was nothing. And then He created. So He does not require a mother, a father, a son, a daughter, a brother, a sister. He does not require food and drink. Yet we require all of this. And we require the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He is Al-Ghani. He exists in and of Himself. He is the one who holds up the sky lest it fall upon us. And this is why He says, وَيُمْسِكُ السَّمَاءَ أَن تَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. And He holds up the sky lest it fall onto you except with His permission. So, had it not been for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there would be no creation altogether whatsoever. Now, this is why we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O believers, so that you may be successful. You know, in the latter part of that ayah, Allah subhanahu, that we began with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن يَشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. If he wanted, he would have removed you completely and brought about another creation altogether. So, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to remove us completely, take us off this earth, wipe us off the earth, he can, and he will bring a new creation. It will not decrease him in any way whatsoever. وَمَا ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And that is not very hard for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he existed before we even existed. So we, unfortunately, sometimes in our lives, behave as though Allah is in need of us, and we are not in need of him. Yet the opposite is very true. He existed before we did, and he will exist long before we pass on and leave this world. He will exist forever and ever. So who is in need of who? Really and truly, let's ask ourselves this question. Because now that this problem has hit the entire globe, people are beginning to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are beginning to ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the nature of man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ ضَلَّ مَنْ تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ. When hardship hits you in the seas, then everything that you call besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala falls away. It means nothing all of a sudden. They cannot help you, they cannot come to your assistance. Who do you call out to but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes you and takes you out of that hardship, out of that difficulty, out of that problem, you are safe on land. All of a sudden, you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You turn away from Him. You leave Him. Why? Don't you realize that the same Maker that took you out of that problem can put you into another one, which will be the end, which will be the complete and total end. You will have absolutely no continuity after that. So we need to understand that as much as we have actually taken the precautions, we've studied the science that goes behind this, we understand what we've got to do in order to stop the spread of this virus. We need Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And after he has removed this calamity, and after he has raised all of the problems and there is no longer any disease on earth, then let us not forget Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Because that is the attitude of those who do not believe. That is the attitude of those who do not acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us not forget Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. When Abraha wanted to go to the Kaaba, he wanted to destroy the Kaaba. He marched on with a big army. A large army took them. They had elephants with them. They had so much armor, etc. They moved towards the Kaaba and they were intent on destroying this Kaaba. But as he moved, he destroyed one army. They came out to fight him. He destroyed another. He destroyed another. And when he reached the Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to get there altogether. He got there and he was about to enter into Mecca. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon him birds, the smallest of birds, with the smallest of stones, from dropped from a height that destroyed them completely. A large army, a huge army. What was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling them? Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal was saying that I don't even need to use a huge army against you. You are huge, you are strong, you are big. The smallest of my creation, with the smallest of pebbles, will drop them onto you and you will be destroyed. This in itself is a display of the might and power of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, His independence. So let us hope and let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this virus is not a punishment from Him. That this virus is not getting rid of us and bringing people who will worship Him, who will love Him, who will acknowledge Him for who He is. We really and sincerely need to turn to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Because although it hasn't hit this country yet, or we don't know if it has or hasn't, we need to understand that before it even comes, let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and perhaps He will remove it from us. Before it even hits us, it will be averted and diverted. You know, the people of Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, when the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, it was already there. They knew it is now coming. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam said, 3 days, I'm leaving you and I'm going. 3 days, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be here. He left. And these people turned to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the adab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala averted the punishment from them. We have a chance. We have an opportunity. We've seen what is going on across the globe. We've seen what is going on internationally, globally. Economies that were seen as powerhouses. We never thought that anything could bring them down have come to a complete stop. Grinded to a halt. By what? By what? By that which your eye cannot even see. By that which your eye cannot even see. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us? He is almighty, all powerful. He does not need us. We are in need of Him. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the message today is very simple. Let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps He has given us a chance in this country. Perhaps He has given us an opportunity to turn back to Him before it comes to us. And I am not saying that this is specifically a punishment. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But if it brings you closer to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal as a believer, then you know that it is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it takes you further from Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, then for you perhaps it has become a punishment. Perhaps this is now what is taking you further from your ultimate salvation. You know that beyond this life there is much more life. There is much more that a believer has. He understands that he is going somewhere. So prepare for that day before you return to your Maker. You know, this happened at the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he was the Khalif. There was a plague that took place. And Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was on a journey with a large group of people towards the place where the plague had taken place. And he heard of this plague. So he stopped the people, he gathered the leaders in community, and he said, look, what should we do here? Should we carry on and go forth towards this land? Or should we turn back? And they all decided, or majority of them decided, that they would turn back and go back to where they came from. And they would not proceed. So Abu Ubaidah says to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he says that, أَتَفِرُّ مِنْ قَدَرِ اللَّهِ, are you running away from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he says, I wish, O Abu Ubaidah, it had come from someone else besides you. I didn't expect this to come from you. And then he says, نَفِرُّ مِنْ قَدَرِ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰ قَدَرِ اللَّهِ. We are running away from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because ultimately, where are you going to run away from Allah but to Him? There is nobody to run to but to Him when you run away from Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu told him this, and Abu Ubaidah immediately understood. He says, Na'am, I've understood. I've accepted. And this was the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that when a plague has struck a place, then don't go to that place. And if you are in that area, then don't leave the area. This was said more than 1,400 years ago, when medicine was not as advanced as it is today. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that they take the precautions, take the measures that you have to take in order to stop the spread of this virus. Imagine, and let us think for a moment, that if it began in a certain area, And there was absolutely no travel out of that area, would the virus have spread? No, it wouldn't. If people had not gone into that area from a foreign land and left it again, it would have not spread. But Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has decreed whatever has happened. We are believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we deal with the situation on the ground as it is. Let us follow the advice that has been given to us by the medical experts, by the government. They know what they are talking about. They are trying to help us. And we need to help ourselves. So, inshallah, today after the Jumu'ah Salah, let us not shake each other's hands. As a preventative measure, you will be rewarded by Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for not shaking the hand of your brother in this instance because you have a good intention. The same goes for Salah. When we stand, we don't stand so close in the sufuf. Let us stand slightly apart because perhaps that will protect us from touching the next man. And just in case he has it, you will be protected. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Lastly, I'd like to raise one more point, and that is that if a person dies from this, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually says, لَيْسَ مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَقَعُ الطَّاعُونُ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي بَلَدِهِ صَابِرًا أَنَّهُ لَنْ يُصِيبَهُ إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَهُ إِلَّا كَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ الشَّهِيدِ. That there is no servant that a plague hits his country, his place, and he stays in it, completely patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that he will have the reward of a martyr. Except that he will have the reward of a martyr. So if you are to die from this as a believer, or someone close to you is to die from this virus as a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know that that person has the full reward of a martyr. By the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And amazingly, let me let you in on a secret with this hadith. Something very interesting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said that if he dies. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only said that if he was patient with the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he remained in that area, he will have the reward of a shaheed. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all the reward of a shaheed and to grant us all the reward of martyrs. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله